Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Rock and roll DJ Nuss from Mark II. What's happening? What's in your pocket? We live here. Getting a little bit of a late start this morning. I got some guests coming on. They'll be here in a few. As soon as they get their awesome black bus up here. They are a band called Drew Cadu out of the Ithaca area. They played the B-side last night, and they're on their way up here to the studio. So we'll have them up in a minute or two. I think they're just passing by right now. I like seeing up to the door. Anyways, rock and roll, everybody. I'm going to get you started. It's a couple tunes, and then we'll get them rolling on here. It's 8:03. I did have an announcement to make. So give me a second here. Just okay, everybody ready? This is a shout-out to Steve Dillon. In Oneonta, Bigger Dreams Productions presents the second and final weekend of the classic farce, Noises Off, by Michael Frayn. That's the writer. Don't miss what's been called the funniest play of all time with Brooke Dahlman, Steve Dillon, Michael Tamburino, Courtney Murphy, Diane Hearn, Orion Palmer, Allie Tabor, Paul Van Hook, and Carl Lowenguth. Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at biggerdreamsproductions.org or at the door. This is at Foothills PAC in Oneonta. We got lots of awesome stuff going on. I'm going to play you guys a couple tunes, and then we're going to get the band in here and have them talking about some stuff. Rock and roll, everybody.
Yo no soy marinero. kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old moe evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turn of nose, but you showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
All right. How's everybody doing this morning? What's in your pocket? DJ Nuss from Arctic coming in hot here with a band. I haven't had a ton of people in here at one time. I don't think since I've been doing this, but normally it's like one person, but... Last night we were, if you were in Oneonta and you were one of the 17 people or so. Was there 17?
16, I think.
16 people that had the privilege of coming to the B-side ballroom. You got to see an amazing band out of the Ithaca area, Drew Canoe, Blackouts, and they were awesome. And they started their tour last night. And we're welcoming them today. How you doing, boys?
Good.
We're doing great.
Everybody
awake.
They're awake.
We're talking.
That's right.
I'm a couple sips of coffee away from feeling normally autistic.
That's all.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is the earliest I've ever woken up in my life.
That's cool.
But this is what you got to do when you got the rock star career, man.
That's right. You know, you try to get a radio. So when I started this show, I was trying to figure out a time I could do it every day. And college kids don't get up
ever.
No. Even when they're up, they're not up. So, the issue here is that I was trying to find a date. This was the spot. I had to do it at the spot.
Oh, it's great.
Cause nobody else took it. It's like blank on the sheet of like signing up for time slots.
You know? I love any chance to practice being normal.
That's right.
Like a normal lifestyle. This is pretty great. It's like the sun's out, like people are walking around.
That's right, and we also had a very...
missing out.
I'm going to send this show as a special love fest for Jeff, who lives across the street from me.
The guy that called the cops on us
last
night. That's right.
So we had a first. We had a first yesterday, dude. Jeff Wilbur, you out there? He might be out there listening. I don't know if Jeff Wilbur listens.
I would have called the cops on us, too, dude.
That's right. So we had a little cop incident last night. But they were nice.
Dude.
Yeah.
Cops were super cool.
It was cool.
They did not want anything to do with us.
That's right.
They said, I don't even want to know your name. You guys are fine. This is America, and you're free to be in your vehicle.
That's correct.
I didn't say anything after that. I just said, you're awesome.
It's pretty amazing that happened, that they were so cool. So a word of advice, if you have a giant blacked out van or bus, I guess, right?
Yeah.
It's an old school. It's old Bluebird or whatever.
It's a school bus.
It's a school bus. You know, and you park it in some kind of residential area. You may get a phone call.
Put your head on a swivel.
That's right. So tell us what's going on with let's talk about the band here for a minute, right? History of the band. Let's do that first.
Okay.
Conception, you or the band, it doesn't really matter. Did you start the band?
All right.
Did anybody else start the
band? Well, it started off with Drew.
I was born. just kidding.
Me and
I feel like the beginning of The Jerk, right? I'm not even gonna say it. This is not. Anyways, going on.
Me and a buddy of mine were in a. We had a string band going on, and he had met Drew and said to me, "Hey, this guy writes really good songs, and he's looking to have, you know, some sort of a backing band." So we started off as just a three piece, and then eventually we had like
without seven, drums, or was it
starting off no drums?
And then drums.
And then we evolved over the following year, I guess, into eventually at one point we had like seven people.
Yeah, that's too many.
At a time.
That's like six too many.
And it was a lot.
I handed out $5 bills at the end of the night.
Yeah,
there's so many people.
That's right, $5 bills.
Yeah,
you know, it was funny before you guys came in. You should have gotten a bunch of $2 bills. I was watching a video history of the $2 bill.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
And why it? You know, they're still just only worth $2, even if they're 100 years old.
Really? I thought I heard something.
Yeah, people always say they're worth more money, but the U.S. government does not take that.
Not at all.
When was this? When was the band formed?
I think it was 2018 or something.
So that was when you started the thing.
It was pre-COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
So we did
before
that.
The Empire.
We recorded an before album at that days. Point, and then
it's pronounced COVID.
COVID before COVID. Kofifi.
What was it?
There's Kofifi or Kofifi.
Kofifi. Anyways, sorry.
This is the way the show always goes. By the way, so don't worry. I mean,
hey, shout out to all my friends that have kids because they're probably the only ones listening. But yeah. Anyways, Drew Kadu and the Blackouts, man. I wrote one song.
Did you play it last night?
No, because it's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his friend Sid, I showed it to him, and he played the fiddle to it, and I was like, whoa, someone played it with me?
That's cool.
And he's like, let's play it again. I was like, seriously? And then he was like, dude, check out my friend Seth. He plays the bass. I was like, what? And then we played that song. I was like, no way. I'm going to stop doing that. But, yeah, wrote another one pretty soon. Full-fledged rock stars.
Yeah, right.
Three albums.
You have a boss and you tour it around.
Yeah.
And that means you kind of
I don't know. It's
it.
Kind of crazy.
We've gone through a lot of different.
Yeah. So COVID, I quit playing music. I was like washed up. Tried to get a career job.
That was only 2 years. Was that 2 years?
I know,
you were playing before then,
right? I went through an existential crisis in my life, man. Who didn't?
That's true. You know? wait. Were you playing before 2018, or did you pick up the guitar in 2018? No, you were playing before.
Well, it's a long story, Mark.
Okay, we're not going to get into this.
But I used to be a rapper.
Gotcha. Were you the ninth member of Wu-Tang?
Dude, I used to be a rapper. Okay.
Wu-Tang's for the children.
A white rapper, and I used to rollerblade.
Oh yeah,
so I was the coolest guy.
That checks out.
Yeah,
leg warmers and.
Anyways, no rap. Yeah, so.
What was your name? What was your rap name?
Young and Fresh.
Young and Fresh. Young and Fresh.
YNGNFRSH. Look it up. It's crazy.
This is real.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely.
You can't play it on there. No. What?
No, you're correct.
Are we awake?
You're definitely on point by asking that question.
Am I here?
We definitely lie a lot. But no, this is this is totally for real.
Come see Drew Canoe. We lie a lot.
And then Seth kept bugging me. Every time I seen him, I'm like, bro, I'm not doing music anymore. I'm gonna be regular. And then he's like, man, come on, dude. We were always at the bar. And then the more hammered we'd get, I'd be like, man, maybe. And then pretty soon, I talked to this old guy, and he was like, man, you're always going to regret it. And I was like, okay, well, now I'm going to change my life up again. And then I became a server that allowed me a bunch of time. That was a great move.
Server of what? Tennis? Balls? Volleyball?
Mark? No, just
of papers tables. Of tables
at a restaurant.
There's a lot of things you can serve. I've got served before, but that wasn't pleasant.
Papers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you're serving papers, you're serving balls, you're serving.
Or just breakdancing.
Or breakdancing. That's right.
I was always the worst breakdancer. No, I was the best because I would serve people. Anyway,
could do two electric boogaloo. Is that where we're going?
And then...
Wait, is your rap stuff really online?
Yeah, YNGNFRSH. Okay,
I got it. Just young and fresh, no...
So buttons. I'll put a link in the thing after for everybody out there.
Okay. I try to hide it because it's...
No, we're not hiding this.
Okay. Cats out of the bag, baby.
This is the most important part of the interview.
I always, try to not talk about it, but I always end up talking about it.
Yeah, right? Okay, so
it's
wait.
If it's mysterious. A little bit.
Yeah, it is true. Or not real, but I guess but anyways, it is real. So anyways, you two are playing. That's right. You're playing. And then you stop doing it because the COVID hits.
Boom. Nailed it. And then pick back up.
2022?
Yeah, 2023.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah. And then just hit the ground running and... picked up these stragglers along the way.
Yeah.
Actually, Sean, I think it was last year at some point, and Johnny just the other day on the electric.
I saw Johnny's debut performance.
You did?
Yep.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
He had to play this one riff 40 times in a row. I was watching him. He was sweating it out.
It's the Delta Blues, man.
It was a good one. No, it was a good riff. It's a freaking awesome riff. I was oh, man, he's playing that riff again. I did it, literally, in case I concentrate. And I saw this beads of sweat coming off Johnny's head there. And he had a killer vest on.
He did, yeah.
He was out vesting everybody on the stage at that point.
He was jealous, dude.
That's pretty amazing.
I had the best jacket. Sean had the best moccasins. And Seth had the best quiff. Little hairdo, so
also maybe the best ballers. Looking instrument.
Yeah, actually, yeah, sexy.
So while we're on this, just for a second, we talk about the origin of that bass because basses are cool. You see a lot of rockabilly, country. I don't know what come up with these awesome looking basses. I've seen it over the years. Where does this bass come from?
I made it.
There we go. So the bass was made. So you made the body. Did you buy the neck?
I bought the neck.
I
bought the neck and augmented it a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the second one of those coffin-shaped basses that I made.
Okay.
At this point. So, one of my side gigs is I do luthier work, so.
I was just going to ask that. Did you just decide one day you're going to – did you go to school for that, or did you just –
when I first picked up bass, turns out that when you play bass, they break a lot, and they're really expensive to fix.
Oh, and super expensive.
Yeah, so I just kind of figured out how to do the repairs on my own, and then eventually I picked up a gig working at a instrument shop.
Yep.
That
seems the way to do it.
Cut my teeth doing that, learning how to fix string instruments, and then COVID happened, and that job dried up because we did all the repairs for all the schools and the schools weren't having
gotcha.
And stuff like that.
So, sure.
Like all the rentals and whatnot. So
do you still have the first one you built?
No. No, I traded that for some basically a lifetime's worth of work on my amps.
So oh,
I've got a buddy who does amp.
I thought you were going to say weed.
No.
You can't say that, Mark. It's number 45 on the list.
Is it?
Yep. In reference to marijuana. Yep. It's right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we can't say that. Okay.
So number no, it never happened.
You don't even need to write down.
It's so, yeah, a buddy of mine does.
Really?
Does
it's legal now.
Okay.
And so he wanted an upright bass. And I was like, well, how about I give you this? And anytime I blow up an amp, which has happened on occasion.
Right? No,
I know you know this.
Oh, I've had two. My amp has caught on fire multiple times, like literally. So
is mine.
Yeah, I was at a gig once playing, and the drummer was like, man, you're smoking. And I was like, yeah, you're right, I'm smoking. And he's like, no, you're smoking, man. Actually... I look back, and like the amp is literally on fire. The power supply and just like, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
So
yeah. Oh, who's Sony picking out a? You got one? You got one or two over there? Sony picks something out. We'll put it on in a minute or so.
Johnny.
We have like a bunch of 45s in here. What is going on? What is that right there,
dude? That's the.
Oh no! But you can keep looking through. There's a lot over there. Okay, wait. So while this is going on,
I'm the worst DJ because I'm like no, because people think I'm. No, not that one. People think I'm...
I mean, we just got to play something at some point.
Oh. Can't we just beatbox and freestyle?
No, we can.
Okay.
There was... So my kids grew up on yoga. You ever hear Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah.
It was this kid show, right? So, and it was really bizarre. But they had guests that would come on all the time. And Mark Mothersbaugh from... Devo would come on. He would do these drawing things. But also Biz Markie was on, and he would do this section called Biz's Beats. And he would come on and do that the whole time. He's like, God, this is Biz's Beats, man.
Yeah, Biz Markie is awesome. Yeah, he's awesome, dude. The diabolical.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we could do that. Or we could play a song, too, at some point. But tell us about, so the band, how many albums we release? I'm like part of the band now. I said we.
It's like 3.5. I did a little solo couple songs.
Like
couple
an EP?
Ago. Or just. Yeah, it's like kind of a single with two extras.
Yeah, okay.
It was just an afterthought. But this new album like coming up is a banger.
We've got a new album. I think I listened to, or was there a video too for the new song?
No. I mean, we just barely got done recording.
Just kind of promotional. Because we haven't. Entirely finished that song.
What did I watch? I watched something the other day, but there was like a little video for
with Black Widow.
Yeah,
we were just promoing our tour.
Oh, is that what it is? Maybe I just saw that.
Yeah, it's like one snippet of the actual song.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I saw
the video was just horsing around.
Horsing around.
But yeah, it was the Black Widow tour.
Black Widow tour,
named after our new triple platinum hit single that hasn't been released yet.
That's
Black
right.
Widow. We played it last night. That was
it
our
did.
First
it was
time
good.
Playing it live. Yeah, I mean, not bad.
Johnny, what you got time. Over there? What you doing?
We got some Elvis Presley and Bee Gees.
You pick out one. That jacket's pretty. Like, I don't know. He's like a couple days in. He's like out fashioning everybody
I
over
know,
here.
Dude.
I'm not sure what's going on over here.
I bring the heat as the new guy, you know?
That's right.
The hot new thing.
The hot new thing over there. He's got Aussie tassels going on in here, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
There's some Aussie tassels going, which we love.
I was thinking more like Fur Trapper.
Yeah, it's almost like the, what is it? What is that? What's his face? The meme where he like looks over and he's like in the
Lloyd place. Christmas?
You know, what was the movie? It's Robert Redford, right? Where he's like, he's the...
Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah, Jeremiah Johnson, where he's like looks over and he's like,
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a beam. Yeah, you're almost looking like Jeremiah Johnson. Doesn't he fight a bear in that or something?
Yeah,
does he fight a bear in that movie?
Definitely. Yeah.
Do we remember?
Yeah. I can't remember.
He takes like a woman hostage and builds a house and then leaves her or something.
You can't do that
he's
anymore,
like, well,
man.
Later. And she's like, wait, are you ever going to come back? He's like, I don't know.
Maybe.
That's right. Well, there's a bear over there.
Yeah.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne's over there. Hold on a minute.
All right, babe. I just got to run out to town for the next six
That's
months
right.
to get the fucking...
Bark at the moon.
Well, we're practicing. It's early, you know?
Yeah, so, okay. So, Black Widow This comes out. When does this album come out?
In like a month and 5 days.
Oh, is it done yet?
It's not. No. We're still.
Oh, okay. Doing, it's not done yet. You still. What do you? What stage is it now? What, mastering it? Recording it?
Mostly.
Did you track any of it yet?
Both. Mostly. We got a few overdubs to do. And
then, okay. And then we got, so you're still doing some little bit of work on it.
Yeah, we sent off Black Widow and Ball and Chain to mix and master.
Ball and Chain was good.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. I asked, super easy.
It's like super easy to play, even though it's got a crooked corner, but it's super fun, and it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good. It's different than the other two Ball and Chain songs that I know.
Which ones are those?
Social D.
Oh, right.
Take away this ball. Right, Social D.
I'm so glad I didn't think of that when...
No, and that one's, that song's fine. Social D's fine. They just do the same thing for like.
I wouldn't have done it if I remembered, there's already a Ball and Chain.
Yeah. But there's a great They Might Be Giants song called Ball and Chain off of Flood, too, which is a really good song as well.
How's that one go?
That's fucking Ball and Chains. Now she's 4 years gone.
Ball and Chain.
Yeah, it's good. But your song is totally different than these other two.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's scary.
It's a little scary.
Oh, wait, no. That was Black Widow. Ball and Chain. Actually...
This one's scary, too.
You're generally scary
in general. Are you scary in general, you think?
Just looking. Yeah.
Johnny, what is going on over there? You got something?
Oh, here, just let me see. Which one is... There's two sides to this. Oh, The Woman in You. Is this what we're going to play?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do this in a minute or so. We're still talking.
So... I just thought that was funny because the ball and chain is usually the reference of your significant other, but I was
right?
I'm the ball and chain.
That's right. No, it's me. It's me.
I'm the problem.
Okay, so we got a new album coming out sometime maybe in the next. Where do you record
it? We're just going to be releasing songs.
Oh, you are? Okay, where's the recordings done? Who does the recording? You do the recordings?
We do it in his living room.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It saves a lot of money.
Well, we've done it multiple different ways.
Yep.
And the last way was in the studio. We knocked him out in 2 days.
Yep.
And it's not fun. It's like...
No.
It's like...
I hate studio work.
Finalizing your art is super... I don't know. It's just... I don't like whipping it out like that.
If you go into the studio, it's like you go in, you spend a bunch of money... And it's done, and that's it. And there's no, you can't let it marinate at all.
That's right. No marinating over
it's,
here.
Honestly, it's like when you think you're done, it's kind of just like letting a baby go into the wild. It's like
that's right. The problem will also with the recording. Here's my big issue with recordings, right? And I teach a lot of students how to play, and I talk about that. But here's the thing is, you have this recording, right? Especially if you're a live band. When you go out and play a song live, if somebody goes to the show, that's the only time they're going to hear it that way. Yep. But when you listen to recording, whatever you have, you go into the studio. Like when I go into the studio to record with my band, like I don't write any of my solos. So I just go in and I play. And then I'm like, that one's pretty good. Let's take another one. I'll do it, and I'll play that one. I'll be like, let's use track number 4, or whatever one I took, you know, like take number 4 or whatever. And then that's emblazoned as what people think is the solo or the guitar part I'm playing.
And you got to live with that for the rest.
And I got to live with that for whatever. And I'm like, that's not the part. That's just the part I played that day. You know, I may do it different when I do it live. And that's the one thing I don't like about recordings.
I saw an interview with one of Herbie Hancock's players. And he was like, man, Herbie Hancock would take one take. He's like, you had to get that take down.
Yeah.
That one time.
Yeah, Herbie.
And if you didn't, you had to live with it for the rest of your life.
That's right, because you didn't want to pay probably, right? Like, it's expensive.
Like the song Chameleon's like 10 minutes long.
It's long, right? Headhunters, that album.
Yeah.
You know, I was just talking about Miles Davis. They just released... this like whole entire weekend of him playing at the Plugged Nickel, which is a jazz club in Chicago, and you could buy the original album before, and it was like I don't know 6 or 7 songs where there was one version of whatever. But when they re-released the whole weekend, they did like 4 shows or something, So you get like multiple takes of each of these songs.
Yeah.
And then you're just so used to hearing, like, especially with a jazz recording or something, you're so used to hearing it. But it's never even close to like that when you, because it's just jazz. So you're just improvising like 98% of the damn thing anyways, besides playing the melody. So it's totally weird when you listen to that and you take it out of perspective and you're like, oh man, look at this thing. So,
well, that's why you go out to live
that's shows. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why you should go to live shows.
Buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt.
Put a sticker on
the experience.
If we want to buy something from you, what's the website? You got a website?
Drew Kidoo and the Blackouts.com.
Cool.
That's Drew Kidoo, KIDDOO, and the Blackouts.com on 90.9 WMY.
Homer Red Dragon Radio. Wony, keeping it locked. What was I saying? Sorry. I was going to say, that name, where's that name come from?
That
last name.
That's his last name.
No, I know. It's crazy because I remember when I was messaging you in the beginning, you're like, no, that's really my last name. I was like, what? Where's that name come from? Kidoo.
The Kidoo tribe.
And we are not lying this time. That is actually
no, but where does it, where, what's the, you know, what do you call it? History of that name. You should come up with something. Dutch?
Drukadooyah.
It's Dutch or Russian.
Drukadoogen. I think that's serious. shout out to all of our Dutch and Swedish people out there.
That's not Danish. What do we talk about, Danish?
You can't do accents anymore, by the way.
Well, I think we could do the Swedish chef, right?
And we could do Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. And we could do... Italian.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But everything else that's get right. canceled, that's so like don't do accents.
Yeah, no accents. Kidoo.
KIDDOO.
It's a great last name. There are some good. Now that's a reason to get famous. Just like the name. The name could get you.
We're banking on it.
I always tell everybody this, and I was talking to Andrew Carrington, who did sound last night. Who's awesome?
Awesome.
Yeah. He's the Carrington's son who owned that. You know, they own the B side in another restaurant called. They own like a third of the town. They're awesome. Oh. These amazing, amazing people. They're super cool. They're not like people who own a lot of stuff that are not nice,
dude.
They're super not selfish.
You just said that. I'm like, whoa, rich spoiled boy is not rich and spoiled, and he's really nice, and he's
that's right. And they're not rich either because they give all their money away.
Oh,
well, because they help everybody.
Dude, congrats on being like that.
No, they're awesome. They're like the best people. Shout out to the Carringtons.
Like, if I grew up in like a family, like I'd probably be not that great of a person because everything's just handed to you and you don't really have to try.
Yeah, and they're not like that. They're amazing, amazing, amazing people, and they're really just kind of like out to whatever. They created that venue just to make sure that people had a cool place to eat and play.
Maybe that's why we never.
Yeah, it was a cool joint.
Got famous yet? It's because God's like, you're just gonna be not nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Party too hard, spend all his money, have no manners.
We give it this cool name though. But the thing is, if you type in your band name, right, it needs to be the first thing that pops up on Google.
I think it is.
It is, I'm sure. But if you called yourself the Black Widows or something like that, that's the problem. Is like it's a cool band name, right? I'm not saying that. I'm just using that arbitrarily because you have a song called that.
So
but I think there was a band called the Black Widows. There definitely is.
Yeah. This one time we were like thinking of, this is a long time ago. I was in a band called The Spell.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, look that up. Not happening. No. Even if you typed in like The Spell, Long Beach. Nope.
No, it's not.
I was like, why did we do this? We already made the logo and we already got the website.
Yeah, you got it's got to come up first. That's the important part about a band name.
Everyone calls us Drew Kiddo.
I did that first.
My whole life, dude.
Yeah, Kiddo. Yo, what's up, Kiddo?
And then so I was thinking maybe change it to that, but then there's already a Drew Kiddo.
Yeah, Kiddo's too common. Kidoo is way cooler.
Yeah.
Kidoo. You could say it like that.
Yep. People do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
At work, all I hear is, ooh.
I'm going to play Dan
Lisby.
One...
Shout out to Dan Lisby, Gun Poets.
The Gun Poets? Oh, the Gun Poets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know them. How do I know them?
They're Ithaca
their
based,
band, right?
Yeah, they're Ithaca-based, yeah.
Yeah, they're Ithaca-based. Who's in that band?
Dan the Man Lisby.
Who else? I know some of the players.
Elliot
plays guitar.
Yeah. I mean, they've
Michael Wu. Do they have a bass player? Michael Wu? No.
A couple different amalgamations, but.
Okay, I know them somehow because I know
they're
people
pretty big in Ithaca.
Yeah, right. I know
Grassroots every year.
It's Grassroots. That's why.
Yeah.
Can you play Grassroots?
We kind of did once, but I don't know. They haven't selected us yet.
Yeah, yeah. Grassroots. It's one of those things. Which, you're not part of the club yet.
We're not part of the club.
You got to be part of the club
and
to get in.
Fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I get it.
I used to have views on that, and it's like, dude, I'm a transplant. Like, I didn't grow up with anybody around here. I barely know how to drive around. I still get my way around town.
You made it here really quickly.
We did.
I was dumbfounded because you're like, oh, 5 minutes. You were behind me. But you got here like super fast.
GPS.
And you didn't get lost. That's pretty good.
I have a little trick that I use, and I just pop it in. I have a map app on my phone.
That's cool.
And I type in an address, and it tells me how to get places. You ever talk
to... Do you have an accent on it? What's the voice on your...
Regular. I just like
it's the fun.
But I push mute because I don't want to hear it.
Oh, remember Waze? Do you use Waze?
I used to.
I used Waze only for a small period of time. It was 6 months when they had a Mr. T thing, and it'd be like, chump fool, turn left. It was freaking awesome, and I loved it, and I just didn't even care. I'd put it on if I was just going to the grocery store because I wanted to hear it. And then they took it off, and I got rid of it because I was like, there's nowhere Mr. T.
I've always wanted to do Christopher Walken.
That would be awesome.
So you see...
But it would
take
you going
the wrong way.
Yeah, you're like, you would never get
the
direction.
You've got it all wrong. You're going to have to turn around.
I'm going to mute out all of our channels and play this Bee Gees song. We're going to play
one song only. We'll be right back.
And we'll be right back and talk about the tour.
The Racks on Stacks and the Best on Wax. Here's the song.
Oh, I don't even have that needle on, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, this is a little scratchy. I just turned my mic on. Nobody else's mic's on. I'll put the other mic on. I'm just going to, just for a second, we're going to listen to a little bit of this and its glory, and then we'll talk about the tour. They just found, out of all these 45s, the Eddie Murphy hit of all time.
You found Bruce Willis, too.
And Bruce Willis. This is amazing. I remember this video where they're in the studio and, you know, Eddie Murphy, raw and delirious, was so big when I was growing up.
Oh, huge.
I'm going to mute this out. We're going to listen for a minute and a half, and then we're going to come in.
For those of you who are still awake from last night, that is Rick James producing Eddie Murphy. Who are those two people? For all you youngsters out there, Rick James was known for Super Freak, which was a drug-infused super dance number. But he became famous, and Eddie Murphy was a stand-up comic from the 80s. And that was Rick James producing a comedian. They made one song.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Also, Rick James at that point, or a little bit after that point, was started dating Linda Blair.
Oh, yeah.
He dated Linda Blair for a while from The Exorcist, which was weird. That was also a thing. Crazy. Everybody can look up that relationship.
Didn't I see, like, a Family Guy where they were dating and then she was still, her head was still spinning and barfing?
Yeah, probably.
And he was like, man, this is hot.
And then William Shatner comes out of the back. You know, something happened. William Shatner has some new album out, too. He's releasing. I just saw this online.
It's like a metal album or something, right?
It's like some kind of metal album or something.
Yeah. I think he's playing like Slipknot or something like that.
Shatner's doing something. Anyways, we're going to talk about the important part here is what we're actually trying to get to.
Yes.
Finally getting to is the tour.
Yes.
Well, the first tour, right? There's going to be many tours.
There's baby tours all the way up until granddaddy tours.
Yep, that's right.
This is a adolescent stepdaughter tour.
Yeah.
Called Black Widow, and it's a 10-dayer. It's a tenor, you know?
It's a tenor. We got a tenor going on. Yeah. We did one.
But these are, it's great little workout. Get to work out new songs. And honestly, any tour, I just like driving in new places, meeting new people, making new friends, and playing in front of strangers. And our whole thing, we don't play any cover songs. So
yeah, which is amazing. I think that's incredible. It's awesome.
And, you know, when people hear that without hearing the music, I think their thoughts are like, yeah, but they're probably all crappy. It's like, I don't want to sound braggy, or I hate sounding like that, but I think they're good songs, like good enough to be stand up to like any cover songs.
Drew, just don't make no junk.
Yeah, no, it's good. They're good songs.
Solid gold, baby.
They are fun, and it's a fun. It's a like I said, you could not even listen to the kind of genre style that you guys play, and it's still fun. Like the show was fun. We had a good time. We had a good time last night. I listen to this stuff, so whatever. But like, you know, we were having a good time. Everybody that was there was having a good time. So we had so we opened the tour with at the B-side Ballroom in Oneonta. Let's talk about the tour dates. Let's go through all of them.
Awesome.
We got a tenor. So let's get them.
Yeah, tonight we'll be at the Night Swim in Kingston,
which I've never been to actually.
It's
have you been there?
We played it once. Okay. And the cool thing about it is why we like. I mean, there's no stage.
You play on the floor.
Play on the floor.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a good.
But what's cool? What happened last time is there was a bunch of cowboy hats and cowboy boots all line dancing while leather jacket mohawk punk with mascara and piercings were like moshing at the same time, and we're like, this is what we want right here. This is exactly in the, we're like, we feel like we're in the middle of that. Like,
yeah, just that's the right spot to be
spiritually or something.
Well, I mean, we're kind of throw that vibe off, I think, as a band. And we've got,
yeah, we're just,
we got Drew up,
and we're
up
like,
front with a cowboy hat.
Nice.
And, you know, pearly snap shirt. And then
it's a little bit of hodgepodge.
I'll have a bright red spiked quiff. And a battle jacket. With
you look straight out of the psychobilly scene. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, I come from the punk psychobilly.
But that stuff fuses so well.
Yeah,
it's good fusion,
we often play like metal bars and punk rock stuff. So I don't know. It's just all fun. Like people are having a good time. We're having a good time.
So tonight is with Pitchfork,
Pitchfork Militia,
and there another band?
Boy Louis the Goat DeGroat, as I call him. He's just a solo act. And, he just,
what's his name?
Louis DeGroat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know him.
And,
is he a Kingston boy?
He's a Kingston boy.
Okay. So that's Friday.
That's tonight.
That's tonight. Friday. Then Saturday.
Saturday we're playing 4 to 7 in Brooklyn at Skinny Dennis.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Favorite. That's the matinee tomorrow. Okay, yeah. Cool. Skinny Dennis is awesome, by the way.
It's
a
so
super
awesome.
Hip club, and if you're around after that,
honky tonk bar,
yeah, you can go to the
enter in the door, and you're in Texas.
That's right. And there's a one little corner entrance. You go in, and that place is funny. In between, it's not that packed in between bands, but when bands play, it just fills right up.
Yeah.
It was.
It's pretty, like ungodfully
packed.
You
got to be kind of skinny to play there. So
that's right. Yeah, no.
You're just
the band's kind of.
Yeah, the PA's like built into the wall.
And there's like sawdust on the floor, and there's like, you order a pitcher of Bud.
That's what it is. And it's cool. There's a really cool thing called the Night Hawk or Night Eagle next door. That's like an old school movie theater, dine-in movie theater in a basement. But it's kind of mildewy, but it's still cool. If you're ever around there, you should catch a show there. I saw that Elvis movie there. The one that came out with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that there at the Night Eagle. I think I went to Skinny Dennis and saw a band and then went over and then saw that after.
You want to know my thoughts on that? It's like, how do you make a movie about that guy's life and make it 2 hours long? It's like, fast forward. They need to start making biopics.
Well, I think there's a biopic now out right now.
No, it's like about a concert or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's like, I want to see this dude's whole life.
In a ten, you know who should do it? Ken Burns.
Yeah.
Ken Burns, where you at?
Yeah.
You listening to What's like, in Your Pocket right now? Make an Elvis one.
Yeah, history, but also theatrical. It could be like Ken Burns and like the Ray Charles movie and... You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you went to Graceland. I like the new thing. You said you went to Graceland, right?
Like Netflix now, yeah. Where they do like the, you know, kind of a mini series.
Yeah,
like,
they should do it on Netflix.
You know, do it's like the Dahmer thing.
Yeah, it's like that hour like, long episodes.
Yeah, just do short little snippets because, you know.
Elvis is awesome.
And people lose, you know, they kind of lose focus after like. After an hour.
It's true. And then everybody's like, look, it's Tom Hanks. And then you stop so you like, not watch, thinking about it.
Watch
Elvis.
One, and then you can walk away from it and cook dinner and watch another one. And
so, okay. So, we got there's a third show, Skinny Dennis. That's right. That's New York City.
Oh, yeah. We're on the radio.
Fair we're on the radio. That's right. And then
and
Sunday.
Our band's called Drew Cadoo and the Blackouts, by the way. And Sunday, we'll be playing in Manhattan at a bar called Idaho. It's a new Ida Pimp.
I don't know this place, Idaho, and Manhattan. What part of Manhattan? You know?
Where were East Village.
Oh, you're playing in the East Village?
Yeah.
My daughter lived there for quite a while.
13th Street.
Are you looking to see if we could say Idaho?
Yes, but you can't take the Ida out of it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Great. Awesome. So you're playing there in the East Village, which is cool. If anybody's out there listening, I know a lot of friends down there, East Village. Is that a nighttime show?
Yes, it is. It's 8 to
7 to 10.
They said 8 to midnight or whatever.
Dude, that's a lot of songs. How many songs you got?
Well, we're playing with two other acts.
Oh, I was going to say. Okay. Yeah.
But how many songs do we have? I don't know. I think it's like 40 now.
Oh, great. You can play. So you play 3 hours easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the time we're done with this album, we'll be able to play for 4 hours.
Great.
Yeah.
All originals. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's show 4.
Yeah.
Show 5, Monday. Are we doing Monday?
You're going down to Pipersville in Bucks County.
Wow.
At Dag's Bar and Grill.
Wow, this place sounds great.
It's like a super just
it's a roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Cool. And that's on a Monday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
And the guy, Mark, his name's Mark.
Cool. That's a good name.
He
solid.
He's really nice. Anytime we're just stopping by, I thought it was just some place I found that, like, hey, want to have us? Because it's on the way to somewhere.
Yeah.
And it turns out, like, a bunch of people play there.
Oh, cool.
And it's just like, oh, okay, we set up by the pool table, and then we play to, like, people's backs at the bar.
Yeah.
But they're all great people, and they all love it. And,
great. Have you played there before?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's Monday. And then Tuesday, we're on the second. We're on leg two.
Yeah.
Of the dinner. Yeah.
So Tuesday... we go down to Philly, and we're playing. We're featuring at Milk Boy, right?
Warehouse Milk Boy, South Street.
No, Tuesday.
Milk Bar is Tuesday. Yeah,
Milk Boy.
Yeah, Milk Bar.
Milk Boy.
Milk Boy.
Turns out it's Milk Boy South Street. So okay. It's their other location, but we'll be the featured artist on Tuesday. Which is cool. Sorry. It's just Philly's so hard to get into, dude. Like booking.
I don't even know if I played in. I played outside of Philly,
or if you're not famous, it's gonna be tough to get anything. So we've been blessed to get a few gigs in Philly.
Cool.
Especially, you know,
Tuesday
trying to come in on somebody else's turf.
That's right. That's show 6.
Yeah, and then we're going all the way to Connecticut.
We talked about this last night.
Yeah.
What'd you call it?
Cherry Street Station.
You called it like the, what'd you call the distance? You said you were like jogging over there. I forget what you called it last night.
What did I say?
You said, oh, we're going from here to whatever, but you made it seem like it was like a little small jog, like the amount of time.
Oh, it's not bad. It's only like 5.5 hours.
Yeah, you called it something. You like the actual physical thing of moving from one... Yeah. Just a skip.
Hopping a skippity jump?
They called it something else. I don't know. It was funny. We had a good time.
Cherry Street Station. It's like a metal bar. And our friend Johnny Lawhorn from Pentagram String Band hooked it up.
The Pentagram String Band.
Shout out
this
to
is
Johnny.
What we're talking
shout
about.
Out to the whole crew.
What's up, Pentagram?
Cool.
Nicole.
They're
Maddie.
That sounds fun. That sounds like a, they're probably
they
a fun
it
band.
Blackgrass. It's like black. It's like thrash metal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thrash metal, grass.
Dude, it's like 1,000 beats per minute.
Yeah, yeah, bluegrass.
And they're all headbanging, and it's wild.
I'm sure it sounds it.
We like those guys. But anyways, they hooked it up.
Cool.
Playing with some local Connecticut acts. We're going to be trying out one of the pizzas. Got to get a slice.
Oh, that's right. It's Mystic around there, right?
Is that, it's like the best pizza on planet Earth.
That's right. Okay. We're there.
Then we're going all
that was Wednesday, right?
Way back to Philly.
Well, then you're going back to Philly.
S'more or whatever. It's basically Philly. It's like 5 minutes out. But we're playing Warehouse 3 with our new best friends, Sebastian Bordeaux, and Vaden Landers.
Okay.
And I can't wait to play and get off stage and turn around and watch those guys.
They're cool.
They kill it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, I just really like their songs. And
is this a full band or is it like a duo? Or
both have full bands.
Great,
two different bands.
Cool. And then what show is that? 8?
Yeah, and then we're headed back towards home, and we'll be at a place we've never played before, Renegade Saloon. And that's in, I don't know how to pronounce this.
New Finland?
It's Newfoundland.
Newfoundland?
Come on.
New Finland?
Yeah, all these names out here.
Davenport.
Oh, that's what it was. Davenport.
It's Davenport.
It's
there's another one called Skenevis, but I always called it Chenevu.
All these names, dude. Well, we were pulling into Oneonta, and it was like...
Did you go through 88? Did you get on 88?
I think so, yeah.
It's too close.
I was like, there's like Nineveh, and then there's like... whenever I see Sanitaria, I think Sanitarium, like the Metallica song, and sing it every time. But it's on the way to Binghamton.
That's like in California on the 5, right in the middle of the long stretch from Northern California to Southern California. There's a town called Los Baños, which means bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I got to take a number 2. Let's stop in this town.
That's going to be a good place to stop. Jack in the Box.
They got a Carl's Jr. and they got several bathrooms. It's great. Shout out to Los Baños.
That was show 9.
Yeah. And then we'll be
the last show.
Niner.
Right?
Come on.
Niner. What's the last show?
I just rounded it up, dude.
Oh, there's only 9?
Yeah, but we'll. Maybe we'll...
this is where the part where you lie comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly thought it was...
No, this is actually show number 10 right now. This is show number 10, everybody.
Oh, that's why I thought it was...
That's why, because this is the actual conclusion of the tour right now.
I'm not crazy.
That's right.
Or a liar.
Sometimes we don't lie. We just don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, my
about.
God. I actually have to stop this because I put the PSA on. Otherwise, I'm in trouble.
Do it.
Everybody was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll come back right after the PSA.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear.